Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a week before Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. That means that people around the country are beginning to plan their meals and think about what they're going to be serving at their homes if they are indeed going to be having a Thanksgiving dinner in their own kitchens.
I'm having trouble, Mike, finding a key ingredient.
Oh, really?
Frozen pearl onions. I don't know. I've been to two grocery stores.
Always pesky. Always pesky, pesky. What did I make with frozen pearl onions? What the hell did I make?
Well, creamed onions is where you want to go with it. No?
Nope, there was something else that I had to put. Oh, I know what it is.
What?
Beef bourguignon.
Oh, yeah, that's a key ingredient there.
In Ina's recipe, it is.
Mm.
In Ina's recipe, it calls for pearl onions really towards the end of the cooking process.
Well, you don't want to overcook them.
Well, you also, in Ina's recipe, there are two sets of onions. Oscar, how you doing over there?
I'm good.
Oscar's already in his phone. Oscar's in his phone. Who had 11 seconds into the show? Who had 11
Mike,
seconds
into
the show?
It's Safeway telling me that my prescription's ready. And I said, okay.
We're going to have to discipline you on that at some point.
What, prescriptions? Really, what does he
no,
take
sorry.
For?
The phone. The phone
so I pay for my
show.
Own med bills.
Because I know he usually will have the pull with, Mike, I was researching what you were talking about. But, you know, we know that's not true.
Well,
so, I mean, the fact is.
Every time you ask me, I show you my phone, and 90% of the time it's true.
But for example,
but the 10%,
the Safeway text. Sorry.
Yeah, the Safeway text. It's just it's a little.
I thought it was important, Mike. I'm sorry. You
the
answer the
text.
Phone on the show. People
What's
call
that?
You and you answer the phone on the show.
Yeah, but that's when I'm talking, so it doesn't matter. So getting back to what I was saying,
does
before,
Jeffrey like pearl onions?
Jeffrey, do you ever think Jeffrey's a beard?
Oh yeah, I think they're a beard for each other.
Jeffrey's like,
what Jeffrey's, they have, Mike, is an arrangement.
Jeffrey's taking another one of his road trips to Thailand. Anyway,
Jeffrey has dunked his own pearl onions into the beef bourguignon.
Oh,
now tonight's Jeffrey, episode on the Playboy Network is called Playboy's episode is called Jeffrey's Onions.
Jeffrey's delicious onions. Anyway, it's that time of the year for Thanksgiving. We usually like to ramp up, like to get in early on this because you have much more likelihood of not a long wait when you call. The Butterball Turkey Hotline.
This is the best time. This, you know, a lot of people say the holidays begin with Halloween. I think the holidays officially begin when you call the ladies at the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Well, today, last year, I know it was a Middle Eastern. I was kind of doing a Middle Eastern thing with a deep voice man.
He was cooking on a hot plate, Mike.
It's another generic accent this year. I'm going to go with a higher accent this year to see what we can do.
What about a fryer?
A turkey fryer?
Yeah, you basically say... You know, this year I'm trying a fryer. I've watched YouTube videos.
Oh, I thought you wanted him to impersonate like a monk.
No.
That's a fine idea, but I've got something else before the cooking process that's in my little mind, and we're going to see how the lady at the Butterball Turkey Hotline handles
man.
This call.
It could
or
be a man. You don't know.
I hope not. I hope it's a sweet grandmother.
That's
who I like
Jeffrey.
To deal with. Jeffrey, I truly, how's your lungs?
It's fine. I'm fine. You're funny.
You're all right?
No, Mike, I'm going to die. Ultimately.
I have the initials PD in my brain every time you do that.
PD?
Permanent damage.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, can we call the call the hotline?
There you go. There you go. Okay.
All right, very exciting.
Now, there might be some prompts, so just bear with us.
Yeah, I hope I make it through this
Welcome
holiday.
Welcome to Butterball.
Oh, hi, baby.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey talk line for information on preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. If
three.
You have a product question or concern,
3.
Press or say...
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Your call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Okay.
All of our turkey experts are assisting other callers.
Of course they are.
Based on current call volume, your expected wait time is 5 to 15 minutes.
Oh, my
Please
God.
Please line and a turkey expert
what kind
will be
range
as quickly
is that?
As possible.
It was
they
less than 5 minutes right before the show when I checked it.
All right. Let's see what happens.
What about they say based? Based on a BASTE because it's a turkey talk line. Am I right, ladies? In my pants?
All right, now we have to be careful because if we're jabbering away, we have to kind of have a quiet conversation.
Let's pretend we're all talking about our recipes.
Well, you know, we can talk about our recipes. I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. We are going to be dining out of doors.
Al fresco.
I don't mean out of doors.
Visit butterball.com for year-round information on turkey preparation.
Don't try to ferret me to the website.
Get more than
200
great Butterball recipe ideas by downloading the new Butterball Cookbook Plus app.
The great news in years past is that these are such sweet people that they are trained to stay on the line no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Do you remove the wishbone before you roast a turkey?
No.
You should.
You do?
Absolutely.
The wishbone is like after it's cooked and you pick it apart and then it's left over and you put it on the windowsill in the kitchen and then you
your parents did that
too? Your sister. Yeah.
That's
you
all
dry
well
it
and
out.
Good.
Yeah. You let it all dry
but
out.
But if you take out the wishbone, you can remove the turkey breast in one piece after you roast it and then slice it against the bias.
So faster consumption.
I swear to God. Yeah. I am stunned at your
I put a hot sauce on the turkey before we cook
like
it.
Like a Frank's hot sauce, well, like a sriracha.
My mom makes her own yahua, which is a green.
I'll
spicy.
Bet she does.
Yahua.
Yeah.
Yahua. Did you see that woman walking through the airport? What a yahua that was.
Man, shake it, man, don't break it, baby.
That was good times right there.
So she'll make her homemade yahua and throw it on before she cooks.
Like rub
it
down
on
the
day, Al? Well, let me tell you, we had a great time until she got her yahua caught on my gear ship.
Also, the yahuas were very popular in the Spanish version of Star Wars. They captured R2-D2, all the little yahuas.
Now, and Michael, when your father gives you his morning hug, please be sure with those longed legs of yours that you don't kick him in the yahuas.
How do you season your boy?
What I do is I grab it right by the yahua.
Of course you do.
I put butter, creamery butter, salt, and pepper. If you want to ask
all you
me
need.
What I'm... Well, that's what I really, you know, the seasoning is what you put inside the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, I will put rosemary and thyme.
My mom.
And Simon and Garfunkel.
Would make fresh yahua every day for dinner, right?
Can you please to explain what yahua.
And spell it.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even try. Probably J-U-A-H.
You're the worst Yahua? Spaniard ever.
Yahua.
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 And it's a hot sauce.
It's a hot sauce. That she makes it from scratch.
Your call is important to us.
No, I don't buy that for a second.
So she would cut up hot peppers and a handful of other ingredients, put them into the blender, and make it fresh, right?
Right.
And when my father, or when my mom was having a bad day, or she was mad at my father, my father always knew at dinner because the yahua was a little spicy.
Oh, she put a little extra heat
a little extra
in the
heat in it. And
what is the pepper base that's in the yahua?
It's the jalapenos.
Ah.
All right. Very nice.
It is. Yeah.
You know what they do a lot on the cooking channels that I don't like is when they try to put butter under the skin of the turkey.
That's bull.
I agree.
That's crap. Doesn't make a difference.
How do you do that?
You have to skin the turkey and then stuff the butter in under it.
Hello? That's an odd sound that we just got, isn't it?
Hello?
Yahua.
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 If you really want moist. Hello? If you really want to get moist meat, what you do is you inject the bird.
You tell us, Mike.
Yes. Right into the breast. Mm-hmm. Like right into the breast meat. But really, the best way to get moist meat that I have found is to turn the bird upside down. Breast side down.
I've heard that.
That is an absolute.
But it comes out of the oven looking like a duck. It doesn't look like a turkey when it comes out that way.
No, that's not true. If you do it the right way, it's fine. It'll be just fine.
Where do you stand on brining?
Brining, to me, is overkill. I think, you know, just get the I don't want to make it a big, like, three-day process.
You don't want to get, like, a big production. White bucket and put it in your
No, I don't
want to
get
tub.
A big white bucket. That's the same thing with frying. And I look at turkey fryers as one of the most dangerous things you could put in your
mouth. I watched three different sitcoms last night, and they all ended with an exploding turkey fryer.
Turkey fryer.
And it's not funny. It's just not funny
but
anymore.
But a fried turkey, if you can get someone that can do it in a safe way, is phenomenal.
Why would they do it at a safe way? Go to Giant.
Well, because they texted him.
They did. Your drugs are ready.
My drugs are ready.
You know what a fried turkey is like? It's like Peking duck, because Peking duck is deep fried duck.
All right, I have a running time on the show right now, and I'm going to guess we're at about, we're over the 5-minute mark.
We are, because we're at 9 minutes on the show.
We've been waiting for the nice
hold it, hold it.
It's not important to us.
On the line, and a turkey expert will be
so you're
you
mean to tell
possible.
Me, this is two things going on here. At this hour, a week out, a week before Thanksgiving, at this hour. Although, because it is the Thursday before Thanksgiving, people, what are you
Friday.
Drinking? Just out of care. What were you drinking just then?
This is
what
my is new addiction. This is so great.
What
Sprite cranberry. It is unbelievable.
How many
Zero calories?
What's the calorie count in there?
It is, let's see, serving size, one can.
Right.
Calories. That seems high. 890?
No way.
No, it's one,
no, stop.
140.
140?
Yeah.
All right. Do they have a diet version of that?
Doesn't matter to me.
See, sugary soda is one of the worst things you can take.
No,
into your body.
I disagree. I think
you're basically pouring sugar.
Mike, this man has a fridge just for sodas.
And beer.
Right. Do you have any diet sodas in your house at all?
Would you count Pellegrino as a diet soda?
Pellegrino's water, so I mean that's sparkling water.
Actually, I don't like diet soda's flavor, but also the more I read that the chemicals in diet soda are actually worse for you than the sugars in a regular soda.
Where are you reading that? In Fat Monthly? What
yes.
the hell? Where's that coming from?
From the DeLuise Quarterly.
The John Panette newsletter is not a source of nutritional information.
The Max Alexander Gazette reports.
Yesterday before the show, we came up with a solution, but so this is his last hurrah.
The last hurrah. Yeah, we're joining a gym, you see.
Across the street.
Okay, so what do you have in your refrigerator? In your soda refrigerator, what are your go-tos? Obviously, this soda is something you are enthralled with currently. It's cranberry
but
Sprite.
But it's seasonal. It's seasonal. I don't think it'll last.
Okay. How many cases do you get to keep the season going?
I bought 2 cases after the first 12-pack.
Got it.
Because it was good. It's really good. And you know what I was thinking about when I tasted it? The first thought I had is this would pair well with vodka and a lime.
Mm. Ah, now we're talking. Because really, to be honest with you, unless you can find an incredibly great... Well, no. I mean, like Diet Coke and like rum makes a decent rum and Coke. The Diet Coke flavor is fine. We found a diet ginger beer that goes good because ginger beer is such an additive to...
Hold it.
Please remain on the line, and a turkey expert will be with you.
Oh, yeah?
As soon as
my ass. I'm waiting for that turkey
Hey,
expert.
And you better not take that tone with them.
All right. Well, you know what? Here's what we have to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an educated decision here.
Right.
We got to keep the line open. I will break in if I have to, but we do have to start the show.
Yes.
I'm not going to be as late as we were yesterday.
Okay, very good.
So what I want, here's exactly what I want everybody to do. Okay?
Okay.
Rob.
Yes.
Make sure your soda is topped off. Okay? Oscar, check all your text messages.
Yes.
All right? Pony. Make sure your cigarettes are in your pocket.
Right.
Is the pot right?
Everything is ready to go.
All right, start the goddamn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Remember we talked about word families? I know you love that. So we're going to start with words that end in A-N. You yell out a word, I'll write it down. Let's see how many we can get. Go!
Fan!
There's a good one.
Man!
That's another one.
Lesbian.
Words that end in A-N. Anyone, words ending in A-N.
Lesbian.
I think I heard pan. Good.
No, Faith said lesbian.
All right, no big deal. Faith said lesbian. Hold on. Good, we'll write that down. Just the word. Not a big deal, but we'll move on. We'll get some other ones.
What is a lesbian, sir?
What's your word? How do you... All right. If you liked another girl, that could be...
I like Olivia. Am I a lesbian?
Well, if you like Olivia, you could be, sure.
I like Olivia. I love Olivia.
I like Olivia, too. Am I a lesbian?
No, it doesn't work that way, Philip. You can never be a lesbian.
No fear. I want to be a lesbian.
Me too. We
can all be lesbians. Okay, let's just move on. Let's try words that end in O-N.
Prostitution.
What did you say?
Prostitution.
What is prostitution?
What is prostitution? Let's say prostitution is when you work in the street and you get paid.
I want to do prostitution.
No. All right. Moving on to words that end in R-E, but let me just have a second here. To think if nothing, there can't be. So shout out words that end in R-E.
Crack horn.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. We are a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are brought to you today by Omaha Steaks. I am planning on sending this gift pack to my sister today, and it's going to go over beautifully. You'll find out the same thing. If you want to give a great gift to someone you love for the holidays, this is the way to do it. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and you, my friends, will get 77% off. Omaha Steaks, unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful tender aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They have everything. It's a perfect gift, and you can skip the malls, the lines, and the crowds. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you can get for under $50. Two fillets. That's filet mignons, everybody.
Yes.
Two top sirloins, two pork chops, four boneless breasts. Oh, they're phenomenal. Four kielbasas, plus four burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, which are absolutely astonishingly good. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free. It's all delicious, and it's all Omaha Steaks. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. I'll be sending that out today. omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. And we thank you at Omaha Steaks. Woo! Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Still standing by.
Mike, and the Butterball Company has hung up on us.
Oh, yeah. No.
After all that time.
Let's try it again.
Let's try it again.
Let's see if we can get through again.
Rock the redial.
This is really something I had my heart set on. I have an opening line that I hope will throw the lady for a complete loop, and I'm really looking forward to doing this. So we'll see what happens. But now, I seem to remember last year we got through in relatively short
order. We did is we tricked them last year is we had to wait about 5 minutes, but we did it before the show. We taped it. That's why we did it that way.
Live the tape, Mike.
Yeah.
See, that's not, for me, being an old DJ, much more fun if we
do it. Oh, absolutely more fun.
That's actually cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating when you do it that way. Yeah. Who am I? Steve Harvey?
Be connected to our
Mega Millionaire? Hello?
We're sorry. That was not a valid response. Please try again.
Three.
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Your call may be monitored for quality purposes.
Nope.
All of our turkey experts are assisting other callers.
Jeez.
Based on current call volume, your expected wait time is 5 to 15 minutes.
That's what you said last time.
And a turkey expert will be with you as quickly as possible.
Agent. Operator.
Hit 0. How do you qualify to be a turkey expert, by the way? Is there a test?
You know your bird. Probably have a little training involved.
Yeah. You watch a video like Mac?
It's me, Mac.
We can't say that because it's out of order. We discussed Mac's new job on the bonus show this
week. Yeah, today on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. If you haven't purchased it yet, you might want to get it. It's Mac's new job. Great show. No politics.
Not a one.
Not a single. Well, maybe one. .com
for year-round information on turkey preparation, recipes, and more.
3.
Get more than 200 great Butterball recipe ideas by downloading the new Butterball Cookbook Plus app from the App Store.
Hello.
It works with the iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch.
Did
she have a little Chicago? Was there a little Chicago there?
I think it's a Midwest company. I think it is a Midwest company.
iPad.
Pad.
We can't get to your turkey call because we're all drinking black coffee.
iPad.
Hello?
Yo, biatches!
Hey, poultry bitch!
Hello! Now, see, I was saying it nicely.
Hey, don't be rude.
Yeah, and then you dive right in. It's like you're kicking the body on the ground. That's not cool. What are you doing?
It's not cool.
What's wrong with you? You're all sugared up. That's the problem. You got that sugary soda.
I have one soda every morning. I've had a soda every morning we've done this show for 10
years. Does it even have any caffeine in it?
No.
You should have a caffeine beverage.
Are you sure
like
about
a,
that?
Like a tea or something. Sprite
Who has, told you otherwise?
Sprite has no, never, the motto for Sprite, never know that there's that 7-Up. Never had it, never will.
I'm going to try to do two things at once here. We can do that. We're professionals. Let me tell you, Florida Wildlife Update. Are you ready for the Florida
what
Wildlife
is
Update? This is a great one. This is what they're experiencing down here. It's an invasive species, and you're not going to believe what it is. They are African monitor lizards.
I've heard of such a thing.
They found, and they're talking in plural, so it's not one. They're saying, if you see any of these.
How big
like
are they?
Breeding, they can be up to 6 feet long.
Oh, God, they're like dragons.
Look up a picture of African monitor lizards, and I will tell you, they are terrifying looking. They truly look like they could hurt a human being. These are 6 feet. Imagine the size of that.
Do they have dashikis on?
No, they are actually...
How do you know they're from Africa?
Because I think they said it on the news. They're Africa. They celebrate Kwanzaa.
You know what?
Everybody's doing shtick.
When I put African Mon, the autocomplete said African monitor lizards in Florida.
Really?
So, yeah, the autocomplete.
Can you share the story with us? Because this is scary. This is very, very scary.
Hey, make sure the
Butterball. Please remain on the line, and a turkey expert will be with you as soon as possible.
Can't believe they hung up.
Jerks. You know what? They should have at least stayed through the open. That was a funny tape.
Yeah, it was a very nice tape. About lesbians and all that and prostitution.
The Atlantic wrote an article and the subject line, Florida's dragon problem.
Yeah, they've got their called dragons,
They
too.
Could eat Jesus. A baby. Could eat
yeah,
a
they
baby.
Could eat a baby. They a could baby. Certainly eat a small dog. And that's what they're saying. Small pets. They have to worry about small pets in South Florida. Just another thing we
Sounds
have to worry
like
about.
A win-win.
Have you taken an insurance policy out on Frankie?
No, not worried about it. Might go fishing with him one day. Take him out to the canal. Go fishing. Come on, Frankie.
Put the hook on his collar. Toss him in.
These things are massive.
The speckled body, Mike. The speckled body of the Nile monitor lizard can reach up to 2 meters in length.
Yes.
2 meters is like 7 feet.
That's right. Huge. Huge.
For reference at home, if you've ever seen the original V with the aliens.
Yes, with the peeling
that's,
face.
That's what these lizards look like.
Very scary. This is a scary bit of wildlife that
I'm
talking about.
It devours rodents, birds, fish, crocodile eggs, and pretty much anything else within the range of its fearsome recurved teeth.
Yeah, imagine what they would do to a chihuahua.
Dang!
Mm-hmm. It was first spotted in Florida in 1990. It was probably introduced as part of the pet
trade.
Let
me stop you right there. 1990. Imagine the breeding that's gone on since 1990 if these things are left unchecked. And they're saying they turned up in Cape Coral, Florida, which, by the way, has a somewhat significant population density, which means if they're there, that means
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They say
they could easily get over here.
Probably introduced because of an escaped pet.
That's what they all are down here.
God.
People get their reptiles, they throw them into the river, and then they breed, and then they dominate the landscape. Happened
once
with the
monitors
pythons.
Were released, Mike, the events unfolded predictably. These lizards wander over large areas, grow quickly, breed at an early age.
Yes.
This is like everybody in Florida. And lay up...
nice.
They lay up That's to 60 one, eggs in a single clutch.
As soon as Whoop. Possible.
We're still on hold. So their numbers quickly grew, and because they love water, they're drawn to the waterfront
properties.
Make sure
properties. You keep it turned up, Rob, because I want to hear if the lady breaks in.
That might
have been our problem
They're
before.
Attracted to the same properties as waterfront-loving people.
And they'll eat fish and eel.
Eel. Mm.
Okay, so they can subsist on fish, plenty of that down here. Birds, right? They can eat birds, plenty of those down
they're
here.
They're not fussy. They eat everything.
Look up Gambian rat.
Because
we've got those down here, too.
You got
That's
that?
Another invasive species. We've got those down here, the Gambian rats.
Okay, the name monitor actually comprises three different species from the west, north, and south of Africa.
These are lizards that are shaped like a TV screen.
The Gambian rat look like little dogs, and I want one.
Yeah, they're
no,
you don't. No, you don't.
Look at
those
that.
Are nasty, big-ass rats. And they're all over the
They
keys.
Have them on little collars here, and the picture's on Google.
Yeah. It's very scary.
Like pets.
Very, very
I don't
scary.
Care for rats. I don't care for rats one bit. Their species is over 7 million years old. How
Whoa,
about that?
These are huge.
On,
huge.
Are we still connected to the Butterball?
We are.
Yes, we are.
We are. God's sake. Mike, I'm telling you, these people are lazy.
I think, you know what I'm smelling here? I'm smelling a reduction in staff.
Yep.
I'm smelling a cost-cutting maneuver. Last year, we got through to a lady right away. And by the way,
but
I mean,
also,
seriously.
It's not Hell Week for them.
Yes.
I think they bring in the stringers next week.
What are you bringing this?
Aren't they just waking up in India?
Isn't technically she was not? Yeah. She was an American that we talked to last year.
Sure,
she was an American. Yeah. As Betsy Ross.
This is George. No, no. I was like, your name's not George.
Half a million Nile monitor lizard skins are shipped around the world every year to be made into shoes, bags, and accessories.
Well, I don't approve of that. I don't think the poor little critters ought to be skinned.
They'd make a swell pair of boots for you.
Yeah. By the way, this is fresh off me getting on my daughter's Facebook page, which I never should do when she posts these animal-loving things she posts. My daughter's a vegan now. You know, did you realize Catherine's a vegan?
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not even remotely... It's not even remotely important to me.
Hey, if we could make these monitor lizards vegan, then we'd be okay.
Yeah, well,
when does she become a vegan? What do you eat on? Shannon was a vegan for 2 weeks, and it wasn't worth it.
No, it's not. But
for who?
You know,
for anyone.
Catherine posted a very nice Thanksgiving plate that's a vegan plate, and it looks like they had some sort of tofu-based protein element to
everything
it.
Everything looks like Play-Doh.
Everything kind of, well, they had mashed potatoes and root vegetables.
Hey, you'll love this, Mike. Florida is the world's number one hub for invasive reptiles and amphibians. With several large ports, a large population of potential pet owners, and a warm, humid climate, over one...
Butterball Turkey Talkline, can I help you?
I would like to know, is this where you learn about the turkey? Where I learn about the turkey?
Yes, and what would you like to know?
Thanksgiving, this is, my English is not good. I hope you understand me. You understand me?
Yes. Did you have a question, sir?
Yes. This is my first Thanksgiving here.
Okay.
I want to know how to kill the turkey.
I don't answer that question. I don't know. I can tell you how to cook the turkey, but I don't.
Okay.
I can't tell you how to kill the turkey.
Oh, so how do I get the turkey?
Well, you go to the store and buy it.
Yes.
So do you actually have a question about cooking the turkey, or are you just kind of here pulling my leg on a radio station?
No, hey, F you, lady, okay? I'm trying to make a living here, you know what I mean? Really. You're the first lady that's ever busted me on this. This is frustrating. I was waiting. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. After waiting for 15 minutes.
That was quite the turn.
That was.
I'm defeated. That is a bad. This is going to be a bad show today.
Hey.
This is going to be a bad show.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Or...
call the line again. We're going to get another lady. Oh, they must have been.
They know.
They been trained?
They know now.
They're trained
from last
now.
Year. They know.
Oh my God! I've done this. I've done this for 30 years.
I know.
How can they finally bust me out on
and
that?
And she saw it right away.
What happens is I'm thinking that what happened is on Cyber Monday, Johnny Butter, whoever owns the company, brought all the ladies into a room and said,
"I think
we had an incident, and I don't think we need to have you
on top of it. I have an idea. What we do, and we'll set
I really
this,
overreacted well, no. when I said F.
Yeah, that was really hostile.
I'm very sorry.
I don't know where that came from.
I'm sure she's crying.
That's not
we can
usually
edit that
you.
Out
they'll,
in post.
No,
thank
they'll
you.
Probably
sure.
They'll, sure. They'll play this for the entire staff at the end of the day. Be like, today's call of the day.
No, it'll be at the Butterball holiday party.
You're right.
Run the blooper reel.
Right. You know what? Call them back, and I'm going to go with the honest approach and say for 30 years, I've been pulling the chain of
Mike,
the butterball
you don't have
turkey
to
ladies.
Because I think what's killing us is now that we have this sophisticated phone system, it says more broadcasting.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, God, no.
Yes.
So she gets caller ID that
she
says more.
She sees that.
Okay. Mm. Text me the Butterball Turkey Hotline. We're going old school right now.
All right, Oscar, we text them.
Take a break,
number.
Rob. Text me the line. We'll come right back. We're trying again. No wonder they hung up the first time. It was a broadcasting company.
It comes up. It says more broadcasting hyphen prank call, prank call, prank call.
Oh, good Lord. Well, no wonder. Oh, so she wasn't a genius. I could have made that last. She saw broadcasting and she knew what
she
it
knew
was.
She knew right away what was
you
going
know
on.
What's
That's great.
Great.
More broadcast. Listen, why don't we just send them our effing address? Can we do that?
Well,
make
Mike,
sure
we use more broadcasting because when we have guests calling or call guests, they know we're calling.
You
now I'm
going to
get a letter from Butterball. I'm sorry for saying F you, lady. At least I didn't say the real world. Sorry. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I might try it with my own phone. Let's see what
happens,
okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Genius.
Oh, God.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Mac, tell Mike what your new job is.
I am going to be delivering for Amazon.
Woo! Oh. Now, the thing, if they're paying you that hourly, I know this for a fact, that means that during your time, you're going to have to deliver a certain amount of package within a certain time. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Are you prepared not to punt, so to speak, and actually work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like it because I'm an introvert, and there's not much interaction with people. I just deliver, put it on their doorstep, knock on the door, and run.
Sprint. And flee.
It's going to be cool to see how it works out, though.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
You should wear a hat.
I just might.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Every job works better when you wear a hat. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, you heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show is headed, ladies and gentlemen, to the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, my God. Are people excited about this? We are so psyched to be seeing you. Saturday, November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. It's going to be a bunch of days of fun, even though we're doing one show. I've already committed to a visit with the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society when we're in the Big Easy.
You made yourself available, and I think that's nice.
There are a limited number of seats available. I was on last night just for fun. Looking for the two front rows, which were gone.
Yes.
I think like in the blink of an eye. Then I was looking for the balcony, and that was gone. But there are still general admission tickets available. And it's, what is it, other than a giant party anyway? Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner that says TMOS Live in New Orleans. Oscar Santana is indicating to me that by next week, we're going to have some hotel information for all you guys so you can know about the packages that they're offering Saturday.
They're separate from the tickets. Buy the tickets, hotel. The way the hotel packages are going to work is we want to get you a discounted rate for all our listeners, bottom line.
And this is one of the reasons we scheduled this a year out. We want to make it available so it's convenient and a bargain.
Perfect.
Yeah, so hold tight on that because we know everybody wants to make their plans, but we'll have information for you. But get your tickets right now because they are going fast, which is stunning to me. A year in advance that people are snatching them up. Very flattering, and we are thrilled that that's happening. But please, we don't want you to get shut out on this. Saturday, November 4th, 2017, that's 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans, Louisiana. And what's that thing you say, Rob?
Cher, laissez les bons temps brûler, unless you're pulling my leg.
Very exciting.
Full calorie soda.
All right, here we go.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk Line for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
See if I get through.
Hope he doesn't burn up too many of his minutes.
Thank you for calling the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
I might be going with the honest approach here.
You should.
Yeah.
All of our turkey experts.
Some people say it's the best policy.
Based on current call volume, your expected wait time is
5 to 15 minutes. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hey, just briefly, Mike. What if you were calling from a exotic radio station?
What do you mean an exotic radio station? Is that where they have strippers?
No. Like where you're calling from a foreign radio station.
Like Burma?
Station. Yeah, like Burma. Like you have an accent, but you're calling from...
You know what I'm weighing right now, Oscar? I'm weighing whether just to go with the true mea culpa. Because to be honest
with you... Well, you are rude to her.
For years and
but
years
not
and
at
years,
first.
Not at first.
For years and years, I've gone through the Butterball hotline with my silly little voices and had much fun and hilarity ensued. And then this time she busted me out and I was short with her and I believe... Thank you. I was short with her, and then I realized after the fact that she had the identifier on our phone that said more broadcasting, so she knew that right away.
What about Morgan Freeman calling for Mike O'Mara?
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. I'd like to apologize. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. That's the great thing. I don't pre-write this this little shtick that we do.
Right.
I actually wait until the vibe of the call happens, and that's why I was really doing... I pictured a small Malaysian man who was going to be trying to cook his first turkey, and I thought it would be...
I really thought,
when I said, how do you kill a turkey, I thought how to kill a turkey could be a good 10
minutes. We were dying
right
here. Yeah, we were dying. I know. We loved it.
You know, no pun intended, she was rather unflappable.
No,
you're just on hold. Don't you think they should have hold music?
a little more. I think they should.
A little something, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can get my own here.
Oh, you're going to bring old music?
Oh, that'd be great. You know what?
And I really, I know this,
is what we love to do on
the today.
No, it hasn't sidetracked anything, Mike. I think people need to know how the magic of radio works.
Yes, exactly.
People need to know when the magic of radio starts, which should be any minute.
Or how it fails.
That's right.
Here we go. This is good. This is good.
All right, make it happen. Make it rain. Oh.
Turkeys are dying all over America today. They are abused in Pennsylvania. We don't need that. Anyway, we'll talk about other
things. Mike, do you have something on the side of your mouth? And I don't know if it's hair or it's... Oh, there we go. We got it.
What?
It might have been something. I don't know what you had for breakfast. I just noticed it right now.
No, I don't have any breakfast on my mouth. What are you talking about?
If you looked at tape, I wouldn't be afraid if I didn't tell you.
It might be from my e-cigar.
Okay, that's what it might have been. Okay, yeah, a little thing. I just wanted to make sure.
You could, Mike, if you wanted to do like a turkey PSA.
Hello. Oh, this is a better bit. I'm hanging up on the Butterball Turkey.
We've moved on.
Hello. I'm Lena Dunham. Each year, hundreds of thousands of turkeys are sacrificed just so you can have a big bird cooked and roasted in the middle of your table. For just 10 cents a day, you can save one of these birds and take it to Florida, where they can be released into the Everglades to live their lives quietly and peacefully with all the other invasive species, like pythons and Nile monitor lizards. And scorpions and killer bees from Brazil. That's right. For just 10 cents a day, you can save a turkey. That's why we urge you today. All right, stop it. I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it. All right, so the experiment with the delay, the savvy people at Butterball.
As you said, Mike, she was a genius.
Yeah. Now, you know me. This is like a quest now. So there may be a future pre-recorded.
I have an idea for a pre-recorded break through the wall, not let them know what's going on situation.
Very good. Right,
we're going to try that. We will try
that. Nothing like a foreign phone number calling in.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're up to. Yeah.
Very exciting. There you go.
They don't let those people on the radio. This must be a real call.
A real call. Very exciting. We will be trying to do that in the future. You can tell how looking forward to it.
We're excited.
I was,
you were excited.
I was really excited, and to have the lady bust me out has thrown me for a loop today.
And then you insulted her.
Because it was a reaction.
And she she also wasn't nice.
No, she wasn't nice at all. No. She wasn't fun at all. And
She lacked that certain mother clausness that we wanted.
Do you know what kills me? She toyed with me.
Yes.
She toyed with me. And by the way, Mrs. O'Mara comes in and gets done watching one of her 550 Datelines, you know, which,
hey,
by the way.
At least it's not a judge show.
The plot of every Dateline, okay? Well, it seemed that Roger really had a deep, dark secret. So in the end, Roger went to jail. Then Carla's happy. The guy gets sent to jail and everything.
Or it's the wife killing the husband, getting away with it.
Yeah, well, the problem was she came to bed. She comes to bed. She gets on her phone, and she's doing her Facebook thing. That's what she's perfectly happy doing. This is the O'Mara viewing habits in the evening, and I'll be watching something with those Sony headphones that you recommended for me like 3 years
wireless
ago.
Wireless, baby.
Hey, I want to tell you.
By the way, that is a solid product, by the way.
On Amazon.
That has served me well. And
like
I'm watching.
Bob Hope.
What do you mean? What do I sound like, Bob
no,
Hope?
Bob Hope used to have to watch television with headphones because he was deaf.
No, this is not because I'm deaf. This is because I don't want to bother Mrs. O'Mara. The problem is I'm watching this really deep, dark documentary that I think is a European documentary. And by the way, some of those are a lot more intense than the ones we see on Discovery.
Sure. And it's an angry continent.
Well, they got subtitles up the ass. They're sitting there with all these subtitles that are just coming out there, and they're talking about. And so halfway through, she lies down, and I feel this tap, tap, tap on my elbow. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm watching a documentary about how horrible the Nazis were." You know, I mean, to be honest, I look at her. I said, "To be honest, Carla, you know, the term nationalist is kind of in the front of our vernacular right now, and I'm kind of scared." And she goes, she's tapping me. She goes, "That is dark. You get over this. Get over this."
The weird thing is that you were aroused.
Yeah. No, I was not. No, but it's all subtitles. So the fact that I muted it doesn't mean that she can't watch it.
If it's all subtitles?
Well, no, it's you're hearing the Mercibu blah 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 when the guys are talking about what's going on, and it's frightening, and I'm watching that. It's because I got done watching The Crown, which was the British show, and I moved on to
the Tony Soprano German show
that's on there, and I'm ready to move on to my next show. But I was asking Oscar how I get my next show to be on my device to watch it.
Right.
And it's a little, you know, in this
Fire
land
stick,
of,
Mike, Fire in, stick.
In this land of cutting the cable, it's not always...
Cutting the cord.
Cutting the cord. It's not always super... Oh, by the way, the cable man came out here yesterday.
Oh,
cable man.
Cable Is everything guy. Working?
Cable guy came
out. Are you having
out.
A better day today?
Having a better day today. Much better day. The bottom line, he said I had a bad one going from the little thing to the little thing. And
did he replace it?
They replaced it, but they still have to bury it. So I've got an orange cable with flags on it.
Bury that.
Going across my front yard right down in Cocoonville right here.
If we find out that some F in your neighborhood is coming in with a razor blade and like slowly slicing your lines.
Not. I hope not. But you know what?
The judge.
What are we? We're like 40 minutes in?
Yeah.
Not even a whimper. not even a whimper yet. Not even a whimper.
Yes.
But anyway, everything's going to be just fine. So,
Mike, don't let it shake you that the Butterball people tried to get the best.
But
of
I
us.
Will say this: buy local turkeys and don't help out Butterball because they didn't help us out.
Farm to table.
You know, look, the bottom line when we talk about how our food is processed and produced in this country, we used to have an expression. I always remember this because I was a little kid, and when I heard my mom say it, we had turkey farms in my hometown. So my mom would always say, there's nothing quite like a fresh killed. Is there anything more disgusting than hearing that? We would go to Gray Ledge Farms.
Mike, after
for
working
a fresh
with you
killed
for,
turkey
working
in my
with
town.
You for a quarter of a century and the portrait you've painted of your kindly, wonderful mother who into her 90s was volunteering at a hospital.
Yes.
And then you have the
fresh killed.
You have the nerve to tell me that she said, there's nothing like a fresh killed.
Fresh killed. And so we'd go up and like the day after the turkey met its maker, my family would drive up to the mountain near it wasn't a mountain. It would
That's
be
right.
more like
Turkey Hill.
The hills of my Connecticut.
Well, you would get in a canoe and you would head downstream and why don't you take them panties off?
Growing up during my formative years, I did not get a turkey from a grocery store. I got a turkey from a turkey farm. I did that for most of our adult lives. Child lives. We would be going up there and we would get the turkey and it would come from a farm.
I thought we were pretty backwoods because, you know, Big Daddy grew up a farmer, but it was never that in my lifetime. But then you're considerably older, but still, that's nothing like a fresh kill.
I'm 10 years older than you are.
Well,
I'm 10 years. How old are you?
I'm 45.
All right, so I'm 12 years old.
I would call that considerable.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's a decade.
I'm not young enough to be your wife, but...
My family didn't have Thanksgiving until we came to the States, but we assimilated. Right. We went to Yiant and picked it up there.
Yeah. Did you have anything appropriate... And you were too young to know this, but you know from your family. Did you have anything approximating Thanksgiving when you were in Bolivia?
No, every day you're just thankful you're alive and you have a meal in front of you, Mike.
Okay. But you didn't have those kind of holidays?
No.
We
have our Independence Day where you jump over bonfires.
Right.
And we had that picture
in Bolivia.
We had that picture of him at the live show where he was eating the denuded pigeon.
This is true.
That's kind of like a turkey.
Back in those days, I mean, there were no Thanksgivings because it's not like the people.
Well, what are you
going to
be thankful for? All we had is conquistadors, and people would come and take care of us.
That's true. You know what? England doesn't have Thanksgiving. We have Thanksgiving because we got out of England.
Yes.
The people that they're all escaping Bolivia.
This is true,
Mike. It's civil war. That's all we have. We're just thankful when there isn't one.
How's the country doing now, by the way?
Well, it's flourishing in its own right, but we have so much anti-American sentiment.
In Bolivia,
not because of me or my father or my family. It's because we have a really, 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 really nationalist government.
Okay.
And
is that new? Is that a relatively new development?
The type of guy that had an 8-year term and said, "We're going to go 4 more just because I want to."
But they have a lot of new governments. They always try out everything.
It's
a
dictatorship every other season, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask this: does your El Presidente wear a uniform? That's usually a tell.
You know what he does is he wears the local people's uniform. He doesn't wear a suit, but
so
then
he wears like one of those like bowler hats and the striped rug over him.
But he's a fraud because he's not really from those people. He's got. It's like me saying I'm a quarter Indian and I want to open a casino.
So, hey, you know what you could do? You could do this. You could be one of those expats that comes back to the country, and because of your MBA now, you have the education where you would be able to run for El Presidente.
I could also be murdered on the streets of Bolivia, and that's usually what happens as well.
Well, the truth will probably be in the middle. He won't win president, and he won't be murdered, but he might get beat up.
Mike, that happens. Three of the last five presidents were expats that went and got a business degree, were educated in the States.
Tom Brady.
And then went back and tried to change their overall dynamic and trajectory of the country. Now
the country's got a dictatorship pretty much.
Well,
now?
Right now, look, that's my personal political views for Bolivia, right?
Well, I mean, it's either Oscar, he's a dictator or he's not.
An elected president, but an elected president that has an 8-year term that said, you know what, we're going to lift term limits. I'm going to be here for another four.
Hitler was technically elected.
Let me look.
So, right. You know, I mean.
Yeah. But also, he's not very presidential. He was on a soccer field 4 years ago, and some guy slid and kicked him, right?
Evo Morales.
Evo Morales got up and kicked him in the nuts. The president doesn't do that.
Well, no, the president doesn't receive a kick to the nuts.
No, he gives a kick to the nuts.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that's
like
really,
Borat.
I don't know that is really on him, though. Because he didn't go out there to get kicked in the nuts. He was out there trying to be presidential.
He's the Bolivian labor leader who served as president of Bolivia. Yeah. He's been serving since 2006. He's a member of the Aymara indigenous group.
Yes.
So he's
10%, Mike. He's 10%? Opening a casino.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but he
he's
looks
not
very
Bolivian born and bred?
He is, but the Aymaras are the indigenous people.
He's Bolivia's
people, right?
First Indian president.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is cool. I'm good with that, right? But you can't. I guess my overall politics and privatization as far as...
He's my age. He's born in 1950.
Oh, so he's significantly older than me.
Everything I see, he's always wearing. Thank you. He's always wearing the native garb. There's the outfit. Okay, the outfit is the hat that looks like a derby hat.
Right.
And then the big skirt, the big hoop skirt.
Yep.
There it is right there. Here he is. Evo Morales dancing with Aymara women. Near Lake Titicaca in Bolivia.
We've called
2006.
There?
Yes, we have.
Now, the first name is Eva?
Evo.
Evo. Yes. Okay, forgive me. I'm not up on my expats.
Look, that is my only perspective, but I don't live there. I don't go back there. My parents live there. But I also heard it's almost impossible to do or to really try to affect change in that country when the majority of the country, actually the number one cash crop leaving that country legal or illegally, is cocaine, right?
All right.
So,
nothing like the fresh picked.
All right.
How do you fight that industry? Big coca, Mike. They don't like taking no for an answer.
Big blow.
It says here, by 2015, the robust Bolivian economy had begun to slow significantly, largely in response to declining world petroleum and natural gas prices. And some of his critics blamed him for having failed to diversify the country's natural gas dependent
economy. That's what happened.
Economy.
It's happening in Brazil as well.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But he looks like a wonderful dancer, though. Maybe we can give him a call. Let's give him a call sometime. We can ask him how to cook a turkey. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Rob Spiewak about Robert III, when we come back.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hint Water. Everyone knows you should drink 8 glasses of water a day, but who really wants it? Nobody, because water is boring. That's why you should drink Hint Water. Hint Water, Rob's holding it up right now, started by Kara Golden a few years ago after having her fourth child. She was overweight. She had acne. She felt bad. She was drinking lots of diet soda a day. She wasn't drinking water. She thought water was boring, and she started Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with a taste of fresh fruit. I really do believe, I'm not kidding you, that my case that I ordered from Hint Water may have just arrived. I think the guy just dropped it off right now.
Do you have the blackberry?
I love it.
That's my favorite.
I've got an actual variety pack.
Oh, they're all good. They're all good.
It's got watermelon, peach, mango, grapefruit, many more. No sugar, no chemicals, just great tasting, all natural fruit flavored water. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water as the best flavored water. Plus, you don't have to lug heavy cases of water back from the store. You can have Hint delivered right to your door like I did right now. Get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door. That includes three bottles each of Hint's four most popular flavors, pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and Robin, my favorite, blackberry.
So good.
It's fantastic. Normally $24. You can get it for only $15 at drinkhint.com/TMOS. That's drinkhint.com/TMOS. Drinkhint.com/TMOS. And do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Friday!
Now, we don't talk enough, in my opinion, about your little guy, Robert III.
He's not so little anymore, Mike.
No, he's tall, and he's got a big weekend. He has his first basketball game of the season.
To be? What do you think he's going to end up?
I think the doctor predicted 6'3 or 4. Because they have like a little program where they can like take him at a certain age and double his height.
Yes.
But I'm 6'2 and Carrie's 5'10.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to keep in the basketball through high school, do you think?
Absolutely. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't have a lot of interest in football, but and I think he could probably be a good player. But also, by the time he's 2 years into high school, it'll be 3 years from now. I'm curious where the program's going to be because I think that there is, with the NFL coming down on concussions and stuff. It's a big sport at his high school, but I see changes on the horizon.
Isn't it amazing when you really think of projecting him out to be 6'3 or 6'4? Do you remember where that would have been a height where you would have said, he could go to any college program in the country?
He could write his ticket.
And now that's pretty much he's a short guy in the world of
average. But
he have to be 6'4 and fast.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, but that's kind of cool that he's going to be breaking the cycle,
yes,
and actually participating.
He could play in varsity sports.
He could. He absolutely
break
could.
The cycle. Whoa. And lettered in a sport. I'm so proud of the young man.
I lettered in theater. I did. I wish that wasn't true, but it's so true.
You're into it though. You do the play by play for the
that I do
team,
love, and he I like that he likes that I'm doing it. He likes to hang out in the booth when I do that. But there is an excitement that there is a foot
nice.
To go to the basketball game every Saturday is awesome. He loves his team this year, and he's been doing it for I think 3 or 4 years now, and he's had excellent coaches and
good.
Really bad coaches. He's had good teams and bad teams.
What makes an excellent coach and a bad coach in your school district?
And the bad coach plays his son always.
Nepotism.
Yeah, and we've had that where all plays were designed to get the ball to the coach's son.
Is
so he
good?
He could shoot. No,
you know
he sucked.
That is just, that's so transparent and crappy.
Yeah, it is. And it made
that
the
sucks.
Game unfun for him. And he really had a drag that season. But he knows a lot of the players on his team this year. And his coach is young and motivated. And I'm looking forward to meeting him. Carrie's met
so
him.
So he's
I've
gotten
not.
A lot better since I went out there and saw him play in one of the
that's right.
Leagues.
That was
a lot of air balls.
Well, there was a really... they were overplayed in that game. Remember that they had the kids in
that
game?
Little kid with the crew cut, right?
Yeah.
Kid that was just like absolutely dominating them because he was really good.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then there was a kid on the other team that claimed to be, I think, 10, but he had a beard.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like, thank you. We're going to get pizza after the game, coach.
It's like the World Series for kids.
Yeah.
Where they got the kid from the Dominican Republic that's 15.
Yeah.
And he's playing with 10-year-olds.
Yeah, they catch him out back in the locker room smoking a cigarette.
Haven't they strip multiple teams when they find these kids are actually like 20 and they're playing with these kids?
They
right?
got them down on them hard because they play fast and loose with it. It's a, you know, it's a big deal down there. And, you know, you also have it go the other way when you've got, I think of Cuban players in particular, where they will skew on the young side. Otherwise, they won't get the ticket out of there.
Right.
So you'll get these pitchers that it's like, here's 32-year-old Juan Nieves. And, he looks like he's got he's got a full gray beard throwing a 101-mile-an-hour fastball. Yeah, as long as he can last, he's cool.
But
technically, so what's the latest?
I'm sorry, but technically with these players that come overseas, they have a much like the Blind Side, they have a family sponsoring them,
yes,
right? It's not like they're like, hey, we made it to America, you should play the top-notch ball here.
Right.
No, they have a family that's recruiting them over from their motherland.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. Yeah, right? I'm very psyched for Robert, so I'm
so
glad
his first game is tomorrow at 4, pardon me, and we will I'll have a full update on Monday. But that's not what I want to tell you about. He is at an age now, he is 13, and he is starting to pay attention to how he looks.
Oh.
He has not got a girlfriend yet, but I hear through the grapevine, never from him, that girls have asked him to be their boyfriend.
Oh.
And,
yeah, baby.
Yeah. Right. And he's not an he's not a bad looking kid. I'll give him that.
Did you have a talk with him?
We've talked about things. Yeah. Yes. That's
no
not
babies?
Too no babies.
No babies.
That's right. So
Rob plays this music when he talks about the birds and the bees.
Hello, Robert.
Stop it. Right,
I figure
you
figured,
made it even creepier
now, Mark,
somehow.
This is how it goes. Robert, these are Maxims.
By the way,
we don't wear these.
That's his impression of me for those who are listening
we
for the first time.
We use Trojan Ultra Thin.
Mm-hmm. It's the only ultra
Never
thin thing in my
Maxims.
Life.
Everybody does that. Shaved. They don't fit.
Have you had the talk with him? Have you actually
Maxims, Magnums?
We have they send home the sort of study plan for their class, their family learning or whatever the sex. They have a name for sex ed at school.
Right.
And we go over what he's learned at school because it's age appropriate as determined by professionals. And it is so amazingly, skin-crawlingly awkward. You can't even imagine.
What's the chapter on boners?
The chapter on boners. He's actually writing it right now.
Wow. Oh, my God. So what's the latest with him?
The latest is that... Now, I need to ask a favor of the listeners. Don't tell anyone that I'm telling this story because I've been double sworn to secrecy. Because,
okay, double secret probation.
Because he didn't even come to me with this. This was Carrie, and he wouldn't talk to Carrie. And he said, you can't tell Dad.
Okay. All right.
So he came down, and he was wearing his glasses real tight up against his face.
Right.
And were they fogged up?
No. Get away from self-pleasure. It has nothing to do with this story.
Save yourself.
That's right.
I'm curious. Go ahead.
And he said, Mom, I need your help. And she said, why? She said, I accidentally shaved off half my eyebrow. And she said,
he was tending to his eyebrow?
Well, there's a route to get there. The thing is the kids share.
Right, maybe, I don't want to jump ahead, but I mean, are we going down a whole like Danish girl highway here? What's going on? You
know? The kids technically share a bathroom, but okay, Julia is going to be 16 in December, so it's a girl's bathroom. There's makeup and crap everywhere. So when he showers, he tends to come into our master bath and shower.
Okay.
And so he said, Mom, I got out of the shower and my eyebrow itched, and so I itched it with Dad's razor, and I lost half my eyebrow. And he took off his glasses, and it's just gone.
He's still strong, isn't he,
oh,
Rob?
He is. Julia's very smart, and Robert's very strong.
He had such a bad itch that he took a razor to it.
So Carrie is already rolling her eyes about it, and then he says, what do I do? And because I look weird. And of course, she's going to say, well, you look weird because you have half an eyebrow missing.
Go to your father's medicine cabinet. He's got a full array of makeup.
Go to his high school theater makeup kit and get some bronzer. No, so she said, we have to tell your sister. She can help. And he goes, oh, no, don't
can
tell Julia.
This?
Yeah.
Did it look horrible?
Yes. But
like he really went down to the skin.
Gone. It was gone.
There's a fix here, but nobody's talking about it. If you took a mascara pencil, right?
Right.
And you drew three tears under that eye.
Oh, and he looks like he's in a prison gang?
MS-13.
Exactly. You know,
Have it too with the stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that solution might work better in your neighborhood than mine. So he says, oh my God, you can't tell Julia. She'll make fun of me. And Carrie says, we'll swear her to secrecy, which she had already sworn, you know, herself to secrecy. So she's going to tell me right away. Yeah. Anyhow, so she gets Julia and explains the situation. And Julia says, I'll do it and I'll keep it a secret, but I get to take a picture.
That's awesome.
So that's the deal she brokered.
Oh, she's sneaky, that one. She'll use that picture somewhere down the
road. So she comes in with, you know, and all that makeup that prevents him from using the bathroom.
Yeah.
She, for several mornings, was able to reconstruct his eyebrow acceptably for him.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And she, to her credit, has kept the secret, unlike her father. And I talked to Carrie about it. I said, this story, you know, if it just doesn't gel. And I said, do you know what happened? And she said, what? He said, he was getting a unibrow. He's getting to be that age.
Okay.
And he was trying to fix it.
So he did it on the middle side.
And he blew it.
Oh.
And so Carrie
didn't have an itch. No, he was just trying to get rid of some eyebrow hair.
And so Carrie let it set for a few days and said, "Hey, Robert, yeah, Mom, when you had that itch on your eyebrow, you weren't trying to perhaps correct a unibrow, were you?" And she said it felt like the air got sucked out of the room, like a submarine going underwater. He said, yes, but it did itch too.
These poor kids.
Oh, I love that kid.
Poor kid.
But I love that kid. Bless his heart. It's been a couple weeks now. It's grown back in, so he's makeup free. The unibrow is gone, looking handsome.
Hey, but a unibrow, a lot of testosterone rolling through that kid.
Well, say what you will about the Spiewak family, we have no lack of hair in places we don't want it.
And then, you're starting to get into that age group where you lose it on your head and it starts growing out in other places.
Exactly. All you know what I have to do is I have to make sure I keep batteries upstairs for my nose hair trimmer. That's the next level. But anyway, so Robert doing good and good look. He'll be awfully streamlined for the basketball game. Certainly not hampered by any extra facial hair.
Oh, I love that kid. That's awesome. That's fantastic. That's great. Nice. Well, wish him the best of luck in his game this weekend. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Friday, and we all know what that means. It's time for a Hangover Rotsy.
Yay!
We'll be right back, everyone.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Anita Ford.
Ooh, you're not, but Anita Ford joins us on the show. In case you're wondering who that is, she's Rob Ford's mother.
Yeah.
We are going to get to the bottom of what makes Rob tick.
Wow. How much time do we have?
Also, we're drinking wine on the show.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yes, indeed. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Tony Perkins having a blast with that show.
Great show.
He was nice enough to call me a short time back and let me know how much fun he's having doing it. And we're delighted. If you want to have some fun and you want to know more about Rob Ford that we would ever deal with on this show, please check out the Tony Perkins Show. And Anita Ford. I didn't realize that her name was Anita. That's,
yeah. She kind of sizzles.
That's very
exciting. Sizzle.
That's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Here's something to remember the next time you cook a meal, ladies and gentlemen. High-quality ingredients taste better, and they're better for you. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook. Blue Apron makes incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron has the highest quality standards because they ship the perfect amounts. You don't waste food. I said it was water. It was actually my Blue Apron that got delivered right to my door just a moment ago.
How great is that? That's a great feeling because it's right at your door.
Less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less, and you make it yourself and you learn about food. Carla and I are addicted to Blue Apron when it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease. That's the thing you want with Blue Apron. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron brings you the best. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is the better way to cook. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, you wait all week for it. You clamor for
it. They clamor.
It's Oscar Rotsy, take it away with your sport coat.
Oh, yay! Dress for success.
You sound good.
Let me tell you. That when a network kicks you off the air, you can make lemons. You can make lemonade out of lemons because Top Gear.
Well, you want to start again?
When a network.
No, take it from when you said, let me tell you.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's too far back.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Dress for success. Gentlemen, let me tell you. How do you make lemonade out of lemons when you get fired and you decide to start your own show?
Now, hold it. How about this?
Do it again?
Yeah. When life hands you lemons,
yes,
you can make lemonade.
Okay.
Even if you're fired by a major network.
Okay, 3
Exclamation point.
2, 1. Dress for success. If you want to make yawa, use jalapenos.
Yawa.
When life hands you jalapenos,
you make yawa.
That's the way.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious, what happened at the network?
So Amazon decided to take three guys that used to have Top Gear on British television, BBC.
The British guys that had a lot of controversy surrounding them, right?
If you remember, one of the cast members was a little bit violent with one of his producers.
That's right.
What happened. Beat the crap out of one of his producers. That's what happened. And they fired him,
They fired him, but the entire team, instead of going along and finding another guy to work with, they said, F it, we're all quitting, and we're going to Amazon Prime, and we're going to start our own show.
Solidarity.
And the show was wildly popular, too, right?
The Grand Tour, which is Amazon's version of Top Gear, is kicking ass and taking names.
Good for them.
Oh, boy.
Mike, they just debuted, and it is the top show on Amazon Prime. The top show.
Really?
I
think I've watched this show once, and it is, listen, if you're a little boy that loved cars growing up, if you have any desire to look at cars or like cars at all, this show is super cool.
This is the one that Adam is the American host of, right? Adam Ferrara has the American. He's great on that, too.
Yeah.
But the British one is the one it's based on and the true one. So I can imagine that if they have their own staff and the liberty that Amazon gives people, this show has got to be off the hook.
And the budget of $197 million, Amazon spared no expense.
Wow.
No expense was spared.
Why don't you call Amazon, have them tape? They could bring any cameras into our studio if they want.
Exactly. We'll put a car in here.
Look, what I love about this is you've got three guys that had a successful run on a major network, and for reasons beyond their control, well, maybe Richard Hammond could have had a better run at not being such a asshole, but Jeremy May, Richard Hammond, and Jeremy Clarkson got together and said, we know what we have here. We have chemistry. We might have had some bumps in the road, but we're going to take it somewhere else. Amazon saw the value, picked them up, and now they're kicking ass and taking names.
Well, it sounds like their relationship with the other network was not going well based on the fact that he had the run-in with the producer. Anyway, I know there were other bumps in the road with their business relationship with that network, and that's and once again, we talked about it yesterday, I think, on the bonus show. Yeah. You'll hear that later. We talk about the fact that with the suits removed from the equation, when you've got a little less power in the hands of the people that aren't creating content, that's a good thing. I like to see the talent rewarded because the viewers and the listeners ultimately get the benefit. That's
Mike,
the way I look at it.
Speaking of Yahoo, and really when I say Yahoo, something spicy, right?
Right. Caliente.
Do you remember
Yahoo from Bolivia?
Do you remember the 1968 Academy Awards?
Well, I mean, if you mentioned anything specific, I remember back when there was a streaker with Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know
David
if that was
Niven.
68. David Niven. That's right. And then the guy, David Niven said, well, isn't that like someone to show us his shortcomings?
Yeah. Or was 68 the year that the Native American accepted for Marlon Brando?
Feather?
It was a feather,
Patton.
Not dot.
Okay. That's Patton. That's later on.
Okay.
About 1969?
I have no idea.
Do you remember Barbara Streisand being basically half naked on stage and people going crazy about it?
To be honest with you, I would have been 10 years old, probably not tracking with the Academy.
That was the year, Mike, you shaved your eyebrow.
That's exactly, because I had a unibrow. Going to hockey practice.
He's very strong.
My little guy getting his first hockey skates today, by the way.
Oh, it's cool.
Very excited about that. Yeah, very, very cool.
Well, the reason why I bring up the Academy Awards is because people really are noticed, and sometimes they become instant celebrities because of what they're wearing.
Sure.
Right? Do you remember Jennifer Lopez? She was at the Grammys at one point, and her cleavage
in the green.
People were talking about that for years.
And don't forget the meat dress.
Matt Lauer wore it well too. The meat dress with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that was the VMAs, I think, but still an award show.
Well, why are you bringing up the old Academy Awards?
Because
with Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, one of the most, I guess, epic dresses she wore was a sheer dress that was basically see-through. And in 1969, that people were going crazy. Why would she wear that on national television? The reason why is that she had two outfits to pick from that day, and she said that she picked the sheer one because she liked the collar. It's almost like a tuxedo that's sheer, right?
Okay.
And she didn't realize that the lights from the stage were going to make it see-through.
This happens to people all the time with flash photography.
Yes.
They look fine when they're like at their house and they go on the red carpet and all of a sudden it's, you know,
all nipples and bush.
Yeah, the fast track to Nippleville. Because
it's like when they took an x-ray of my new hip and I went in and the PA was this very statuesque woman, an unattractive woman at all. And I realized as I'm looking at my ball and joint for my hip, there's a perfect outline of my Schwanstucker for everybody to see.
Beautiful.
That happened to me.
That's
and my
right.
friend was... My friend was a tech who did the MRIs, and they saw everything. Whoa.
Yeah, you see everything. You see the outline of it right there. And it's just like, you know, I get done. Thanks for the medical advice. Let's go out for mushroom soup.
What Pony didn't mention is he used to get MRIs just for fun.
Yeah.
Mike, some sad news out of Hollywood. We've got, and you probably know this, have you ever watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So one of the...
Yeah, I don't know this lady, but this is sad.
Yeah, Lisa Lynn Masters, dead at age 52 after apparent suicide, and she was in Peru, of all places.
Wow.
Pretty sad, and you've probably seen her in a handful of other shows. She was in Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, and she also had a recurring role in Gossip Girl. The Peru situation really kind of rocks my world, because why would you go down there unless
probably like a vacation, I would think, just a normal vacation. They've got some eco tours in Peru that are pretty popular.
But if it is truly a suicide when you go out of country to do it, that makes it somehow more tragic.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you really never know. Premeditated.
You know what? Without all the information, you never know what's going on.
And gentlemen, I'll leave you with this. Brooke Mueller, we had the story yesterday, right?
Train wreck.
Yeah. Train wreck. Still a train wreck. Still in the hospital. And that's Oscarazzi for today.
There it is. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Uncle Penn. Yeah. I love this. Little Ricky Skaggs taking us to break. Coming up with Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you enjoyed this, everybody. Bay Country 103.
I may look like a city slicker, shining up through my shoes.
This Saturday, don't miss the Rob Spiewak Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. We have a block of some of the greatest instrumental music ever made, have a little fun with music, and we track the Beatles song by song, year by year. Tune in and listen to the radio the way you used to, because you like it. It's 97.1 The Wave, or check it out online, 971thewave.com, or download their app, The Rob Spiewak Show, 7 a.m. Come on along. We'll have a good time.
Rob Spiewak!
Hey, listen, this is probably one of the last times I'm going to be able to tell you about how important shopping through the Mike O'Mara Show page with Amazon is to our show. This is a huge deal, and I get serious usually twice a year when I'm telling you about this, but really, 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 this is a way that you can help the show, and it doesn't cost you one single penny more when you're doing your online shopping. So many people shop on Amazon. You've heard about it for years. The fact is, when you shop Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show portal, you help this show immeasurably. And I will tell you, we do appreciate it. We always have to remind you, because people actually, after a number of years, tend to forget.
Yep.
And we really want you to do this. Doesn't cost you any more. It's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. All you do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. That's it. We'd love you to bookmark it. So when you're getting your online shopping done for anything, it's that easy. It's right there, and we do get credit for it. It's all done automatically, and you would be astonished how they track this stuff at Amazon. It really does benefit our show. Or you can click the Amazon button on our website, or you can use the TMOS app, and you can click on the shopping cart. You got three different ways of doing that, and it is so, 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 so important. This is the last lecture I'm going to give you on this, but listen, we don't put a donate button up on our page. We don't do that anywhere. This is the way we really want you to donate and contribute to keep this show going, to keep this show alive. The bottom line with the Mike O'Mara Show, we're very happy that we've been on this long, but we have to remind you of these things, because each and every year we're counting, and we're counting on you feeding our families by shopping Amazon. So please, I'm going to tell you one last time, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Starting today, right around this time of year, actually probably a week ago, but right around now, November and December, leading up to Christmas, is the most important thing
for you
to remember. I would love, and I will let you know if it happens. I will let you know if you set a new record for Amazon shopping through the Mike O'Mara Show portal. Please remember this. Please, please, please. That's it. Speech over. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault and get Rob Spiewak in here with the Audio Vault for November 18, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Oscar, are you familiar with a new game called Google Quick Draw?
Ooh, no.
It's pretty cool.
Diego knows.
Diego, though. Well, yeah, but let's not bring him into this.
Yeah, let's not ruin the show.
What happens is this.
Yeah, it's a Friday. Let's get out of here. It's a
Diego, we love you. He just got completely dejected.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. No, I mean, you're gonna make like a fine assistant program director somewhere.
Awesome. Until Mike beats you up. Yeah,
that's right. You mean like the guy from the Top Gun show, Top Gear? Right. Right.
This is a game.
I love Diego. Diego's one of my favorite interns. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's definitely in the top 10. of current interns.
I love all the interns, but Diego's special. He's part of the family.
He's a hard worker.
He is special.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, stop.
Move on.
I misunderstood you. Okay. So the game is Google has this game, and they tell you an object, a common household object. It could be something like a door or a window. And you have to draw it using your finger on your phone, right? And if you do it reasonably well, Google will recognize it and give you credit.
Okay.
So it's sort of a recognition
quick
thing.
Draw.
So they're playing this on a Seattle morning feel-good show. And the lady wants to play. She's the anchor, and she's hot, and she gets cannon. She has to draw a cannon. And what she draws really quick with her finger is a surprisingly detailed representation of the male anatomy. And because the program is on the big screen in the studio, they can't erase it until Google recognizes it. They don't handle it great. But I think it's very entertaining. This is what happens when you draw a penis on Google Quick Draw.
Give me one. All right, give me one.
Nice.
A cannon. I don't know.
What do you do? Oh, no. There's no erasing is the thing. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, it just got so much worse.
You're making every cannon.
Oh. Okay.
Who's the dude?
And I hope our boss is not learning from your cannon mistake.
It was a cannon.
It was definitely a cannon. I'm pretty sure that was the best television I've ever been a part of.
Is this a
TV show?
Yes.
Can we please go to break?
Well, she's trying to cover it up, which is pretty funny.
Where's it based?
Based in Seattle, which is a pretty big market.
Yeah, but you know, there's nothing worse than a light TV broadcaster. And that guy that's
useless.
Oh, my God. And he's just doing that. Now, he's got the visual, of course, but, you know, I like a little radio narration to go along
We have it on our Facebook page. It's not on YouTube, but you can find it on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. But just if you would, Mike, imagine a cannon often has two wheels.
Right.
And then a cannon.
Hey, I know what it looks like. Do you hear the one about the college co-ed that was taking the biology class? And the professor picked her out of the class and said, go up there and draw a picture of the male anatomy. And she goes up on the board and she draws it in a state of awareness, if you know what I mean. Right? You know, in that, let's just say full attention would be the best way that I would describe things. And the professor says, no, excuse me, Gwen, I'd like you to draw it the other way. And she says, what other way?
Do you remember about a year and a half ago, Jimmy Fallon became aware that in years past, Nicole Kidman had a crush on him.
Yes.
And came to his apartment and he played video games.
Yeah,
and he totally
blew
it. She was down to F, right?
Yeah.
And he totally blew it.
DTF.
Right, exactly. Nice. And she was on the Tonight Show last night, and apparently there was another time that he blew it with her. She really likes Jimmy Fallon.
She was interested in Jimmy Fallon.
And he can't pick up on the signals.
And he thought it was like a work meeting.
Yeah, but this
By the way, back in the years they're talking about is when, you know, and she still is a
Then.
But that was prime time.
Yeah.
That was eyed wide shut. I'll do naughty things with you.
Oh, that's right.
God. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, put on your comedy and tragedy masks and make me feel bad about myself.
Let's go to the Starbucks Oscar right now.
It was known, Mike, clearly as the neck tattoo years. But she was on The Tonight Show last night, and apparently there was a second time at a Hollywood party when she went to go after him, and he didn't even ask for her phone number.
You could have asked for my number then, because it was round two. Well, second chance. And you still didn't ask for it. My agent had said, Jimmy's going to be there, and this you'll see that he can ask for your number because, you know, it may kind of happen this way. And you'll see. And we were lurking in the kitchen. Everyone went out. And I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting. And you're at the buffet. And this is so true. And you know it. And you still didn't ask for my number.
I can't believe it.
So you were so not interested.
No, I wasn't interested.
It's okay.
You're out of my...
Anyway, let's move off it because we've gone way off track again.
You're the one who brought it up. I didn't even know. I don't remember going to the buffet at David Fincher's house.
You had a chance to ask for my number a second time and you didn't.
The thing that's so wild.
I would throw myself off the top of a building.
She went to that party because the agent said Jimmy Fallon was going to be there.
And there's
the whole reason that she
went.
And
he basically said, it's going to be an intimate affair. You'll have a chance to talk and he'll get your number.
Yeah. And he's at the buffet. Yeah.
He's at the buffet. He's like, I wonder if this cheese is fresh.
You know, can I speak for Jimmy Fallon, though? Because everything I read about Jimmy Fallon is that he is a bit of a party animal.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you're at a party, even with Nicole Kidman, Chapman. And
you're just there
be,
to get effed up.
You're just there to get messed up. You're not going to focus on it. You'll miss the signals because you're like, give me another beer.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's over there at the, you know, the steamship round.
I know. It's a, man, I was so buzzed last night. I need some meat. Here we go. All
right. Modern Family is still a great show. They had a great Thanksgiving episode this week. And Sarah Hyland, who's the hot daughter,
yes,
the oldest daughter in the Phil Dunphy family.
Growing up a lot.
She's actually a really good singer. And this video was trending on YouTube yesterday. It's from a band called the Chainsmokers. She's
famous
covering
band.
She's covering the song Closer. Listen to her sing. She's actually got a great voice.
Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay, I know it breaks your heart. Move to the city and I broke
talent
down
is talent.
It sure is, and that is a saleable voice too.
Yep.
Whoa,
absolutely.
I was not expecting that.
No, and she is so box.
She really is.
Mike, when we were at Disney World, the Animal Kingdom, there was a Disney star there, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like from the Disney Channel?
From one of these big shows. I didn't recognize her because I'm not a pederast. But I looked over and I said,
thank you. And the current time is 1935 when he uses the word pederast.
Pederast.
But so I looked over and I was like, whoa, she's hot for... But they all look young, right?
Well, yeah. Don't they? I mean, the pedigree, right? If I'm thinking correctly, you've got Selena Gomez, right?
Yeah.
She's a Disney person. Britney Spears,
yes.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I mean, they all come
it's
from the
farm
Disney,
team.
Yeah.
The farm team, right?
And, and Miley Cyrus.
Right. Absolutely.
All of them came from there.
But I saw what was basically.
And Annette Funicello.
It's like a celebrity sighting in Hollywood, but for kids, right?
Yeah.
They were just going
crazy, they had to go
nuts. Mobbing, mm-hmm. and they had two film crews following her through the park, and I'm like, oh my God, this girl's going to be like an A-lister in 2 years.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm on the YouTube with my son the other day, and I pop on the Disney Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
24 minutes of absolute attention.
Oh.
24 minutes.
Wow.
The Santa Claus parade from Disney.
I would be pleased if Carrie could give anything 24 minutes. That's pretty good for a kid.
Truly. Oh, he's into it. And Santa tonight at the local shopping mall. You've stayed there, boys. You know the nut to
coconut grove.
Point.
We will be up there. We will be up there. And Santa Claus has a little parade and lights the tree. This is, we are entering the sweet spot of Christmas time with a 3-year-old. And I am absolutely enthralled.
It is the best. It is the best because remember, in 10 years, he's going to break your heart.
I know. When he shaves his eyebrow.
When he shaves his eyebrow.
That's right.
Shut up, Dad.
That's the way that's going to go down.
Dad, I have a problem.
What'll happen is he will come home from school and you'll say, Merry Christmas, son. How was school today? And he'll say, what do you mean by that?
Rob, is that what's going on?
I don't know. I've read about it. It's never happened in my house, except
never
it has.
In your house.
All right. Oh, we have, Mike, in the years we've worked together, we've had the pleasure of talking to several obese people who are bedridden. And it is always great when they make a step to better themselves.
Absolutely.
You have to admit. I believe there was a soup bone or ham bone. Ham bone was a gentleman that we dealt with. But there is a man in Mexico who weighs 1,100 pounds.
Aww. Good Lord.
And you know what? He's taking the necessary. He's joining a gym with Oscar. No. He's
very good.
He's making the steps to better his life.
In Mexico, for the first time in years, an 1,100-pound man has finally left his bed. Yeah, isn't that nice? And the guy on the bottom bunk is very grateful.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our address. Send us something, won't you? It's the holidays. TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support. And if you are so inclined, we would love to join you in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Woo!
2017, November 4th, we will be live at the House of Blues. Tickets are still available, and they're going fast. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yawa.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I meant the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
What's that now?
Do you turn my mic down at the end?
No, you're right there.
I said Butterball.
Oh.
I said, sorry, Butterball. Did you hear it?
It was over the music, so I didn't hear it very loud.
Oh, okay. I said, sorry to Butterball Turkey Hotline.
I think it is fine. How you been?
Fine. Don't turn my mic down at the end of the show. Thank you.